ball in my hand. All I gotta do is just raise up and shoot. That's my focus. All I gotta do is shoot the shot the same way.
We just want to maintain focus. You have to execute
every night. All I gotta do is
focus.
Everything you do feels like the right thing. Feels like the right move.
That's my focus. You gotta stay focused.
Well, it's Groundhog Day again, and that must mean that we're up here at Gobbler's Knob waiting for the forecast from the world's most famous groundhog weatherman, Punxsutawney Phil, who's just about to tell us how much more winter we can expect.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go courtside. Here are Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
Well, it's not Gobbler's Knob. It's Warrior Gymnasium on the campus of Weddington High School for the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Abrig, Ryan Cook.
Hello.
And we are live for the second game of this week's Games of the Week. This is week 12 of the 23-24 season, and it'll be another matchup in the Southern Carolina Conference between Porter Ridge and Weddington. These two teams met earlier this season, but before we get to that, let's go around the county. Sun Valley's off tonight. Cuthbertson at Marvin Ridge. Over in the Rocky River, you got Anson at Parkwood. Piedmont traveling down to Marshville to take on Forest Hills, and Monroe heading out to Oakboro to take on West Stanley. And then in the Yadkin Valley Conference, Union Academy at Albemarle. So that's where we are there. And the Pirates, though, Coach, 15-5 overall, 4-1 in the conference, coming off that 58-56 win over Marvin, handing the Mavericks their first regular season conference loss in 2.5 years.
And we were there for that.
Yes, we were. It was a good game. Pirates have not lost since the first matchup with Marvin Ridge and now have won 11 in a row. They are super talented, multiple D1 players looking to play at the next level, and it begins with Sidney Blackwell, Tennessee Martin commit, 15.8 points, 2.5 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 39% from 3, had 27 on against Marvin on Tuesday, and she is the newest member of the 1,000 Point Club. Yes, we are on the air. Freshman guard Ashante Taylor, last week's Player of the Week. Offers already from UNCC and Guilford, 17.5 points, 7.5 rebounds, 4.5 assists, 4 steals, 33% from 3. And then Miley Malcolm, sophomore guard, offers from Furman and Elon so far, 10.5 points, 6 rebounds, 3.5 assists, 31% from 3. And then not a basketball scholarship offer, but Lise McCray, volleyball, soon to be. Anna Scaldera, 5 points, 7.5 rebounds. And there was a series on Tuesday where she made 2 outstanding plays that really kind of took the air out of that offense for Marvin and kind of sealed the win for them.
Absolutely. She plays her role really well, you know, and you need that on a team that's, you know, like you said, they're uber talented at the top. And, you know, I think that this could go a couple ways at the beginning of this game. You know, they're coming off.
Remember the first time they played, it started off really close. It was like 19-13 or 17-13. Porter Ridge was up.
Yeah. And then they
dropped it in
run,
the third gear
and
just kind of ran away.
But I think the start of this could go one of two ways. I think that they just got this huge win. They could come in a little bit cocky, a little bit laid back, like, okay, we did our hard work, Weddington, you know, whatever. And I think that would be a big mistake, and, I mean, that could really change things here. Or their confidence is up after such a big win, but not in a bad way. They come in here and they play like gangbusters. So they've got the ability to beat just about anybody on any given night. My personal opinion, and this doesn't take a genius to say, the X factor is how Miley Malcolm scores, I think. Because the last time they played Weddington is when I was sitting here saying, yeah, she's a great player, she didn't score a whole lot, and she hit 18.
She had 18 and like 5-3.
You know, and if she's doing that, I think this team is super, super hard to beat. If she's just settling for being a facilitator, I, you know, it makes them a little bit more manageable. So we'll see what happens with that tonight.
Weddington comes into tonight's action 12-7 overall, but the 1-3 in the conference. They've won 3 of the last 4, and in fact, they are coming off a 55-49 non-conference win over Monroe this past Wednesday. They are led by junior forward Bailey Page, 13.2 points, 4 rebounds, 1.5 assists, 1.6 steals, 29% from 3. And then the freshman guard, Caroline Clark, at almost just 11 points a game, 3.8 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 40% from 3. And then the junior wing is Madison Motto, 8 and just under 9 points a game and 7.8 rebounds. And she doesn't take a ton of threes, but when she does, she knocks down 42% of them.
Yeah, and they're timely, usually the right ones, you know, usually not forcing anything quick. She's wide open. The guy's her feet set and feels good about it. You know, they're a little bit thinner across, like depth-wise, you know, with Mia Broesterhaus that had broken her foot a while back. You know, she's been gone for a while. Morgan Townsend has been out with a concussion. I see
Emerson.
Her warming up.
All right.
Emerson, her sister was Morgan that I coached. But Emerson's been out. I see her warming up. I don't know if she's in this game, you know, if she'll get in this game or not. But, I mean, the shortened bench has been pretty good. You know, I think that they've played a lot of tough teams. They've won more games.
Well, they
this
saw
year.
Some monster size on Wednesday with Gingham from Monroe.
Right, and they struggled with that a little bit, you know, on the offensive boards and that kind of thing. But, you know, in this game, you still have Scaldera and Malcolm with a lot of height. But, you know, Paige and Motto are fearless inside. They'll go up against anybody, look for them to impose their will in there a little bit, especially on whoever's not being guarded by Scaldera. But I just think the X factor is always going to be Caroline Clark, the freshman for this team, because is she getting shots? Is she knocking them down? Last game she had 13. She had three threes, and that really opens a lot of things up for them. And she's had some minor injury problems she's battled. I'm not sure if she's 100%. I think she is.
How did she look against Monroe? On TV she looked okay. Not aggressive offensively as far as taking threes, but dribbling the ball, getting through the pressure. How did she look?
She looked pretty good. I thought she looked pretty comfortable. I didn't notice her looking. I feel like we've seen a game or two where she looked physically hesitant and
yes.
not ready, right?
Yes.
I thought she looked good that way, if you will. I didn't see her looking tentative. She started out shooting the ball hot, and then she was cold in the fourth quarter. But I think she's fine. I think she's ready to go. But, you know, you got to get her shots, and I think it needs to be a concerted effort. I mean, if I'm Weddington, I need Bailey Page and Caroline Clark taking the most shots on the team. And I mean, the other ones can do some things, but I need Page and Clark shooting the most shots.
With Clark, what worries me is that the length of Porter Ridge on the outside, when they do stretch it, and she is going to take threes, that can she get those off? Can she get her shot off against the length?
I'm trying to think if I can remember how Porter Ridge matched up with Weddington last time, like who they put on who. I'm trying to think.
I think Poole, again, if I remember, Poole was on the Taylor to start the game.
Yeah.
And now you've got an aggressive defender who's athletic,
yeah.
who likes to run, so she will chase you up and down the court.
But I meant the other way. Do you remember who?
I do not remember on how they matched up defensively.
Because I feel like, you know, the key to me is who guards Clark and Page. And probably Blackwell.
Well, Scaldera and Motto, you would think.
Yeah. And then on Page, I mean, I'd maybe put Taylor on Page.
You could do that.
I mean, I don't know. I don't remember what they did last time, so I'll be interested to see how that goes. I mean, I think that Page is a crafty scorer, so she might give Taylor some problems inside with her footwork and fakes, like get her in a little bit of foul trouble. I mean, she's easily
But if she's inside, enough. You got also, there's Scaldera on the weak side.
Right, like if she's over there helping.
6 foot one, long arms.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, hey, good, man. Hey.
Hello, hello.
Hey.
All right, we're going to take a break, come back with the starting lineups and the tip of tonight's action, Porter Ridge and Weddington. Back after this, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Coach Ford left his cup at the table. Matt Aberg, Ryan Cook. Time for the starting lineups of tonight's action between Porter Ridge and Weddington. For Porter Ridge, it'll be Blackwell, Malcolm, Williams, Taylor, and Scaldera.
And I think, you know, by default, we talked about this last time, and I feel bad. I want to clarify it's by default. Williams is the one that I would make beat me. And Scaldera, she's not going to shoot hard at all. But if I'm playing a junk defense, I'm daring Miss Williams to shoot outside. And if she does and she's hitting, then Porter Ridge is going to roll. Yeah, I mean, there's not much more you can do. And I think she can. I mean, she's not a bad, you know, I'm not saying she can't score it out there. But, I mean, you got to pick your poison. And I'd be all over the other ones.
For Weddington, it'll be Clark, Page, Bergman, Poole, and Motto.
Yeah, and you know, this team, I was here for the Monroe game the other night, and offensively they were just really ugly. It's the problems that have kind of plagued them all year. The passing was just atrocious again. You know, I mean, they just they're passing shots they probably shouldn't. You know, they're passing when they should probably shoot. They're shooting when they should probably pass. And when they do make the right passes, a lot of them are just fundamentally poor passes. And that's what kept Monroe in the game. You know, it was a really ugly game. And they pulled it off, you know, Weddington did. But they've got to value the basketball better and take better shots. But, again, I do want to give credit to Coach Welch. That, I mean, 12 wins with still, you know, a decent amount of games left. That's more wins than they've got in the last 2 years combined. They had 11 wins the last 2 years combined, and they've got 12 already, and they'll pretty assuredly get a couple more wins, you know.
They got Cuthbertson and Sun Valley and Monroe next week.
Which, you know, they could easily win two of those three. You know, they could. You win two of those, and you win 14 games.
You're going to the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, that's quite an improvement from six games or five games last year, whatever it was.
So. Motto and Scaldera will jump center. Porter Ridge left to right, Weddington right to left. Tip in the air and one into the backcourt by the Pirates. Malcolm with it. She'll bring it up left to right. Miley across the timeline, left wing, right-handed dribble.
Yep, I would definitely go under there.
Page up on her, up top. They get it to Blackwell with Poole on her.
Now they're doing a little, it's just man-to-man pretty much, isn't it? Yeah.
And stolen away by Clark. And stolen back by Williams. Porter Ridge with it, gets it over to Taylor, but a foul is called. It'll be on Poole, her first.
That's not really a shocker. She kind of has a tendency to pick up early fouls. It looks like they're just playing a straight-up man. Natalie Poole is really helping off.
Taylor up top, Bergman on her, not a Blackwell.
Oh, boy.
Sid, a three, no good.
Got lucky.
Rebound
there.
By Motto.
Got lucky. You can't let her have that.
Motto over to Clark. Clark across the timeline. Page with it up top, top of the key. Wing over to Bergman. Now to Clark. Three on the way for Caroline is good.
Well, that's you know, that's what you want to see if you're a Weddington coach or fan.
Quickly to Blackwell. Up top they get it to Malcolm. Left wing over to Taylor. Now Williams, foul on extended. They get it to Scaldera on the block. She dribbles out top to Blackwell. Sid with it with Clark on her. Left wing over to Taylor. Ashante up top to Malcolm. Directing traffic, the road black jerseys for the Pirates.
Doesn't seem like a lot of purpose right now on offense.
Blackwell down the lane, kicking in the corner. Malcolm a three, no good, rebound. Scaldera all by herself, too strong though. Goes all the way out top, back to Malcolm, and a foul.
That seemed like a cheapie, didn't it?
It did. Foul's going to be on Motto, her first, team second.
So, you know, and this is what's going to be the difference. Like, when you get a stop like that for Weddington, you got to have those rebounds. You can't give up those offensive rebounds.
Williams will trigger it. Up top to Taylor. Bergman on her. Right wing over to Malcolm. Miley from the elbow. No good. Again, gets her own rebound.
Yeah, got a rebound.
Now to help Williams on the block, and she's called for traveling.
All right, so there you didn't get hurt if you're Weddington. Two possessions in a row, you didn't get hurt giving up offensive rebounds, but you can't keep doing that.
A little bit of pressure here by Porter Ridge.
Yep, little 2-2-1 looks like.
Poole near side. Back to Clark, middle of the court. Across the timeline, Caroline with it. Hands off to Poole. Skip over to Motto. Into the corner to Bergman. Ella wants a three. Long. Rebound goes to right to Blackwell. Porter Ridge with it. Over to Malcolm. Miley will push. Head up, left wing. Right-handed dribble down the lane. Ooh. Underneath to Scaldera, a fastball. Anna was able to get it. Shot no good. And a foul is called. It'll be on Page. And Scaldera, the senior, will go to the line for two.
So three quick fouls on the Lady Warriors. One on Page, one on Motto, and one on Poole. Scaldera at the line looking to get the first points of the night for Porter Ridge.
Citrin, first one no good. Citrin in for the first time. Going to replace Motto here. Is that right?
Going a little
small. That's
what
it looks like. Yeah, they're going really small.
So I guess you had Page on Scaldera, I'm sure, and maybe
Bergman on Taylor, and then what do? You put
then probably
no good maybe, rebound
maybe,
by Page.
Maybe Poole on Taylor, right?
Cross court, still Weddington up 3-0 here with 5:45 to go. Page another three on the way, no good. Rebound goes to Taylor. Ashante across the timeline with a pass. Williams in the corner. Kylie with it back up top to Taylor to reset the offense.
Poole on a Taylor's a good matchup.
Takes a swipe at it. The floater. Got it.
Man, that was nice. It was a right hand going to her left. You'd like to see her use that left, but that was nice.
Well, we all are amphibious like you, Coach Cook. Foul is called here at midcourt. It'll be on Taylor.
On Taylor. I got you. Okay, that's the first on Porter Ridge.
5:23 to go here. Warriors up 3-2. Citrin will trigger it. Into the corner to Poole. Gets past Blackwell baseline. Pull up from 12 is good.
That's a nice pull up.
It was. The defender was. She had Blackwell on her right, and the defender from underneath
took what was there.
Taylor across the timeline. 5-2 Weddington. Taylor with it.
You got to stop her from driving.
Drive down the lane. Shot no. Rebound by Citrin. Sydney, the freshman. Left wing over. Right wing over to Bergman. Ella with it. Back up top to Paige. Bailey, drive, hang, shot, got it.
That's tough. That's tough against Scott there.
Right at her.
Yeah.
7-2 Weddington here. Taylor across the timeline. Now up top to Malcolm, back to Taylor in front of us.
I think Paige may have gotten hit in the nose. She's like sniffing a bunch, unless she has a cold, I don't know. But.
Malcolm left wing. Dribble baseline, picks it up her dribble, back up top to Taylor.
She doesn't look right when you look at Paige in the face right now.
Timeout, Porter Ridge, as Olivia Burke will come in for the first time tonight when we're out of this timeout. We'll keep it right here, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
I don't know. She might just have a cold or something because, like, I was trying to look at her as she came over, and she just kind of keeps, like, something's bothering her. But, you know, definitely the start you want to see if you're Weddington. We've seen Porter Ridge get off to a slow start a couple of times, haven't we?
Yes, we have. In fact, we saw them. You weren't there. They got off to the slow start against Marvin the first time they played.
Right. I think I watched that on NFHS. But, a good time out here. I mean, you got to, you know, it's too good of a team to have 2 points at the 4:30 mark here in the quarter.
So they're going to take Scaldera out, and in comes Olivia Burke.
So it's kind of matching up here again. You know, now both teams have gotten smaller and quicker, and Burke can really be a weapon off the bench.
But did they get that small, that much smaller?
Not really. She's pretty 5'10". Big and athletic.
Right.
If I'm Weddington, though, I'm making somebody shoot outside other than Blackwell.
Underneath the Taylor on the block, up glass, good, and the foul.
Yeah. Well-run play. I mean, so that's a great timeout. That's exactly what you want out of a timeout.
Foul's going to be on Paige.
That's her second. Ouch. I think in the first quarter, I'd have to take her out. I mean.
They're not. Taylor up for the bonus. Got it. 7-5, Weddington up, 4:24 to go here in the first.
Yeah, good timeout. You got what you wanted.
Up top to Clark. Caroline, I think she can take Williams if she wants to get aggressive.
I think she could, too. I think she's crafty.
On the block, there it is. Paige up and good on the switch.
That was a really nice play by the freshman to get that ball in there, I think.
9-5, quickly across the timeline to Blackwell. Up top to Malcolm. Miley with it. Skip pass to Williams in the corner.
I'd have given off.
Baseline hit from behind. Loose ball. Poole picks it up. Warriors on the move. Natalie, drive and then kick. Clark, rise, fire, three. Got it.
Got the roll. Wow.
The Larry Bird roll.
Yeah.
That almost went straight up and then came down.
12-5,
7-point lead with 3:40 to go in the first.
By the way, it looks like Weddington may. Oh, no. Thought maybe they had gone zone. But.
Williams a three. No good. Rebound by Bergman.
That's the gamble I'm going to take if I'm Weddington right there.
Paige. And a foul by Taylor.
Is that her? That's her second. Wow, that's.
Scaldera in.
That's big. Yeah,
she will out.
Yeah, that's really a big second foul right there. Now, I don't disagree with her on taking her out right now, but, you know, both the coaches are going with different philosophies right now. You got to get it in, trigger it in.
They get it in to Poole. Up top to Clark. Caroline with it. Big mismatch there with Malcolm. They got. Up top to Paige, now Burke on her. Now to Citrin. Sydney, spin through the lane, hang shot. No, but she's fouled. And they're doing a good job going right at the big girls.
Yeah, and I thought that was a good call, but I thought it was just a little bit late. I know you're always big on that, those late calls.
And Coach Brown just got the explanation. She did go up, but she went underneath her.
Yeah, I think she got her with body.
And that's what he said, the hips.
I think she did. I just thought he called it a little late. Usually you're the one that points that out. But.
Citrin up and no good.
Free throw shooting for Weddington hasn't been great on the year.
12-5 here with 3:10 to go here in the first. The second one up for the freshman, no good. Rebound by Scaldera.
Fake horn.
Fake horn. Burke going to go down the lane, the floater, no. And a foul is called. It'll be, oh, that's Paige, that's three.
Oh,
it is.
Gosh. You got to take her out right now. I couldn't see.
Nope, they've got her for her two.
I mean, I'm not going to argue. Did you?
He's not the home book. I thought it was three, but what do I know?
Okay,
Burke
know.
Up and no good on the first.
Well, okay.
3:04 to go here, 12-5. I don't want to get into that again. Whatever. Warriors up. Burke, the second one, and good. 12-6. Pressure here just by Williams, and she'll back off as Citrin will bring it up across the timeline by herself. Left side over to Clark, above her head. Caroline, guarded by Williams.
I'm gonna have to get rid. Ooh.
Behind the back, gives it off to Paige. Bailey, now to Poole, right wing. Natalie with a screen, she'll use it, lost it, loose ball. Get it back, they don't. Loose ball still on the ground. Paige in, they're gonna call a jump ball.
Of course. Have I ever told you that I feel like jump balls are called too quickly?
In girls or in girls and boys? Boys, they seem to let them go.
I think it's worse than girls. I agree.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's like, oh.
Like, let it play a little bit. Like, I mean, what's the actual rule? I think you're supposed to have it for, like, yeah, it was close. What is the rule on how long you have to have it tied up? I don't think it's like a.
It's discretion, probably,
yeah.
The way they call it. Citrin with it, lost her dribble. Up top to Poole. Poole, guarded by Burke, not a Page. Page with Malcolm on her back to Poole down the lane. Up and out of bounds.
Oh. I think it's agree. I think that was off Natalie Poole's foot.
Assistant coaches are very animated
now,
to Porter Ridge.
Personally, I thought Natalie Poole got fouled, but I think it was off her foot.
Up top, Page, pump fake, baseline. Back to Bergman. Ella to Poole at the elbow. Now to Clark, a three for Caroline. No good. Rebound by Malcolm. Miley pulls it down and pushes into the front court, left wing. At the three-point line, little head and shoulders fake. Back up top, they get it over to Swanson, who checked in. Now to Blackwell. Sid,
uh-oh,
down the lane. No good. Wild shot. Rebound by Clark.
All right. Credit the box out there and the defense by Bailey Page by staying straight up.
Poole to Page. Can't do it. Out of bounds. It'll stay Weddington ball as Motto checks back in.
That was a great job in the box out with, I don't know if it's Clark and Citrin maybe. Or, I mean, there were two of them down there that blocked out the bigger Scaldera really well, and that's why they got the rebound. But also that the defense where Page just stayed straight up and didn't foul her.
Clark inbounds to Citrin up top to Poole. Left wing back to Clark. Caroline now to Bergman. Not the spacing. Bergman baseline. The floater is good.
Yeah.
14-6.
It's Weddington teams come to play tonight.
Burke underneath Scaldera.
Nice.
Up glass. Good.
Nice pass. That's, whoa. Scaldera just kind of gave her a shiver in the back there, I think.
14-8 with a minute 20 to go here in the first. Clark with it across the timeline up top to Motto.
Oh, mister.
Hard to get through Scaldera, though.
Yeah.
Switch with it now up top to Clark with Blackwell on her. Caroline, right wing. Back door.
Kick.
Two kicks. And it's a goal. It'll stay Weddington ball.
Two kicks and no kicks
no
called.
Calls. Two kicks, no whistles. It'll be Weddington ball with a minute 3 to go here in the first. 14-8 Warriors lead. Clark will trigger it. Into the corner to Citrin. Up top to Poole. Natalie with it. Back to Clark in the corner. A three for the freshman is good.
Big shot. Her third three already. Assist to Poole.
17-8 with 45 seconds to go in the first.
You're giving this Weddington team confidence. You know, that's dangerous.
Malcolm with it up top. Bergman on her. Swanson, a three on the way. No good. Rebound by Motto.
That's a win if you're Weddington.
Clark with it across the timeline. Caroline on the block into the Bergman. Back to Clark. Now to Motto.
I'd take the last shot if I were Weddington.
Motto with it. Left side to Citrin. Sydney with it. Back up top to Bergman. Right wing over to Poole. 20 seconds to go.
This is where.
Underneath. Yeah. Stolen away by Malcolm. 15 seconds to go. One shot for Coach Brown and the Pirates. Malcolm with that dribble on that left wing.
Look how big that screen and roll is.
Malcolm behind the back. Pull up. Up. Shot. Missed everything. And stops the clock with 2.2 to go.
Really solid defensive quarter for the Weddington girls. And offensive. I mean, that's some confidence.
Clark in front of us, and
she did.
Stepped on the end line.
She did, and that hurts.
It's a bad pass.
0.8's tough, but I mean, now I'd throw under the basket to either Malcolm or Scaldera with 0.8. They're bigger than everybody else. Yeah, I think. Yeah, Blackwell's got to watch out, pushing off.
Malcolm, no, and that'll do it at the end of one quarter of play. Weddington 17, Porter Ridge 8. We'll take a break, come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Longtime listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go back courtside for the second quarter.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Avery, Ryan Cook, and Coach, after one quarter of play, the Warriors are up 17-8.
So a couple things. This is always dangerous when you give a team confidence. You know, a team that's the heavy underdog and they're at home and they're confident being up 9 after the first quarter, I mean, that's always dangerous. But if I'm Porter Ridge, I mean, I need my stars to shine right now. Like, I need Taylor
Blackwell's
taking
one shot.
Blackwell taking shots, and I need Malcolm taking shots. If I'm Weddington and I've got...
Now, in defense of Taylor, she does have two fouls, and she didn't play about half that first quarter.
True. But if I'm Weddington and I'm getting Swanston and Williams to take outside shots,
that's what I want.
Win. That's a win for Weddington, I think.
Porter Ridge with the ball moving left to right. Taylor back in for them along to Williams. Goes baseline and throws it out of bounds. So it'll be Bergman, Poole, Citrin, Motto, and Clark. Burke, Williams, Scaldera, Malcolm, and Taylor for Porter Ridge.
So you got a couple big players out of the game right now with Paige out and
Blackwell.
Out for Weddington and Blackwell for Porter Ridge.
Clark with it up top. Williams on her. High post to Motto. Madison back to Clark on the left wing. Now up top, stolen away.
Where was she throwing that one?
Scaldera up to Taylor. Taylor quickly down the lane, off the window, and good.
That's what they're good at.
If you're going to guard her, you got to guard her on 90 feet.
Yeah, you can't let them get steals and run.
Motto down the lane, off the window, and good.
Yeah.
Went right at Scaldera.
She struggled offensively lately, and that's a good start for her.
Taylor, a shot, gets the wood in the glass.
That's tough to defend.
But you can't let her get, you got to pick her up closer
for sure.
To midcourt opposed to the free throw line.
Yeah, for sure. And she's got 9 points already, 9 of the 12.
Still a 7-point lead, 19-12, Weddington. Citrin with it, right wing. Up top to Bergman, left side to Clark. Caroline, baseline, pull up, got it.
Nice.
The freshman.
The freshman with 11 points right now.
11 of the 21 as Caroline King will come in. Three by Taylor, no good. Rebound goes right to Burke in the corner. Olivia, pull up, no good. Rebound by Motto. Cross court over to Citrin, and the timeout is called by Coach Welch and the Warriors. A 30-second timeout with 6:27 to go here, 21-12, Weddington leads.
So, you know, and I think that Weddington, again, is feeling good that they haven't gone into the lead at all this quarter. I mean, it was a 9-point lead after at the end of the first. You're a minute and a half in, it's still a 9-point lead. So if you're Weddington, you're feeling really good, I think, about how you're defending, that you've held this high-powered, this very talented Porter Ridge scoring team to only 12 as a team.
Well, this is why I wanted to ask you. We talked about you're coming off a huge win on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Huge win.
Are you overlooking it?
Right.
Are you?
That was their Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We're going to tie for the conference. You're thinking that.
Yeah.
But now this comes up, and now you got something to say about it.
Didn't take long to get Sidney Kidd back in. Now, Bailey Page is still resting, which I don't think is a bad idea as long as you haven't lost any of the lead, but I'd probably, as soon as they cut it even any lower than this, I'd probably have Paige back in.
Motto gets it to Clark.
What is trigger it in. Yeah.
She can't.
No, she got to throw it at some point. That hurts so you hate that. You call a timeout, and then
can't inbound the ball.
You can't get the ball. So it's a turnover from, you know, it's like.
Shante Taylor with it, left wing. Last week's player of the week for Porter Ridge. Up top to Blackwell. Sid, right wing, drive, skip pass into the corner to Williams. Rise, fire, three, got it.
Now, and there, that's where if she's hitting that shot, it's going to be tough to defend.
21-15, Weddington, right side over to Clark.
But as I said, now you got Bailey Page ready to check back in.
Clark into the corner to King,
offense,
who just checked in. Up top to Motto. Reset the offense with 5:55 to go. She travel? I didn't see.
I don't know. She.
Citrin to
it,
Bergman.
Maybe. It is shady.
Ella down the lane, yeah. And then she's fouled. That may be on Malcolm.
That's a good drive. That's what they need Berkman doing.
It'll be on Miley Malcolm, the sophomore.
That's her first. Team's first of the quarter. Yeah, but that's where Bergman's at her best. Bergman's at her best taking the ball to the basket.
She's up and good.
She's a longer guard. You know, I mean, that's what you want her doing.
Second one up, no good. Rebound by Malcolm.
I got four rebounds for Miley Malcolm.
Into the corner to Blackwell. Sid, drive, pull up, 10-footer, got it.
And that's the kid's first point of the game, points of the game, 2 points on that drive.
King across the timeline. Left wing over to Clark. Clark's got to get tougher and stronger with that ball when you got that defender.
Sure.
Especially when someone you can beat with it.
Yeah.
King up top. Back up top. Now they swing it to Clark, guarded by Malcolm. A screen. Yep. They switch. Malcolm goes with her. Now they switch back. Motto. It'll stay Weddington ball.
Just about knocked everything over there as I calmly sat here and watched.
You want to bring it towards us?
Walk that way.
Nope, that's not me.
Gotta like the hustle by the both girls crashing into the scorer's table.
4:56 to go here. Motto, they've got to get it in. There they do. Citrin into the corner, guarded by Taylor.
Be careful. Those could have both
drive, they kick. Page from 15, no good. Rebound, loose ball. Taylor's got it for Porter Ridge.
She's playing like she has zero.
Nobody foul. Stops the ball, and she goes right down the court.
Yeah, completely unacceptable if you're Weddington. I mean,
that's the word, unacceptable. You cannot let her do that.
That can't happen. Oh, that's a foul.
No call. Back to King up top, not a Clark. Caroline. Left side to Citrin. 4:25 to go in the half. Citrin, no dribble. Back up top to Page. Right side to Clark. Clark back to Page on the give and go. Bailey up glass, good.
That footwork again. She's so good and patient with that footwork. 6 points for Bailey Page so far.
24-19, oh Blackwell
my.
A three. Got it.
You can go ahead and count that if she's that wide open. How does that happen?
Cut the lead to two.
Talk about unacceptable. Why would there be nobody anywhere close to her?
King with it up top. And a foul, a reach on Blackwell.
And that's her first foul, team second this quarter.
Citrin will trigger it to our left. 3:53 to go here, 24-22 into the backcourt.
You got to watch this here if Taylor's going to get real aggressive on the ball like she was.
King across the timeline. Page with it. Got away with a little swat right there. Malcolm on the ground. Timeout is called by Porter Ridge.
Yeah.
But you're right, there's two unacceptable plays right there where Taylor went coast to coast, turned the defender around and didn't even try.
Yeah.
And you cannot leave the best three-point shooter in the county wide open on that three, and that's where we sit.
That's
24-22 Warriors.
And that's all about communication, you know, like, okay, maybe her man was tied up somewhere else, but somebody picks up Sid Blackwell.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
3:42 to go here, 24-22. We're in the second. UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week. Clark, King, Citrin, Motto, Page, Scaldera, Williams, Blackwell, Taylor, and Malcolm. Those are the 10 to start here with 3:42 to go in the first half.
We haven't seen Natalie Poole for a little bit, right?
Blackwell across the timeline up top. Taylor with it. Malcolm.
Nice pass.
Scaldera through the lane. Got it.
Nice pass. Good dish.
Tie ball game, 24 all. King to Clark. Tomato. A three. Short. Rebound to Clark. Another three. Got it.
Man, big shots by the freshman.
27-24 Weddington.
She got 14 first half points.
3:05 to go in the quarter. Hands off to Williams. Kelly.
Bad communication.
Up top to Blackwell. A screen. She'll use it. She'll drive. Hang. A right-handed shot. No good. Rebound by Clark. I like to see Sid take that.
Yeah, yeah.
Use that right hand.
That's a nice right-handed drive for a left-hander.
Right side to Clark. Uh-oh. Rise. Fire. Three. Heat check.
You can see it.
Caroline Clark.
Yeah.
A heat check. 30-24. Again, right down the lane. Taylor up and good.
And again.
You stop her.
Yeah. And Taylor now with 13.
Lead is 4, 30-26. Clark to Citrin. Back up top to King. Skip pass over to Page, a three. Got it!
Ooh, wow.
33-26, Weddington.
And again,
2:10 to go.
You're going to drive again. Oh, she just stood there. That's
no call.
Defense.
Scaldera's got it, and a foul is called.
That was good defense.
That's
I
a good
Bailey
no
Page,
call. If anything,
Page
it would have been a
straight up.
If anything, yeah. It should have been a charge.
Yeah. Meanwhile, first foul on Caroline Clark.
Bergman and Poole back in. King and Citrin out. Burke back in for Porter Ridge. Scaldera out.
But see, again, what you've done is you've given confidence to this Weddington team.
Malcolm will trigger it. Up top to Blackwell. Rise,
oh
fire, three, no good. Rebound by Motto. Good job, Madison.
Her fourth of the game.
Because nobody blocked out Malcolm, the inbounder, and she went right to the glass.
Yeah.
Clark Motto's, across the timeline.
Motto's a very good rebounder.
Oh. On the block, Page lost it. Still has it, though. He stepped on the end line. Turnover. Pirate basketball.
And Porter Ridge got super lucky there because that was a pretty good pass, and Bailey Page is usually going to convert that against a smaller player. Taylor with a little bit of body language.
Little bit.
As she comes out.
Little bit. 33-26.
That's something she needs to grow with, you know, only being a freshman.
I know, she's only 15. But everyone says these kids are ready now.
Yeah.
You know, they play 600 AAU games.
She certainly is.
Malcolm, a three from the corner, no good. Rebound by Poole. Good way to get up there, Natalie.
I don't know if that's not a double dribble.
Didn't have control. She was just bringing it down.
I guess so.
Clark across the timeline. Williams on her. Caroline in the corner to Poole. Skip up top to Motto. Madison wants some help.
Yeah, and you can be patient if you're Weddington. You're
left side,
seven.
Bergman's going to go baseline. Up and good.
She's really good at that. Bergman is just, she hasn't shot well from three, but she's really good at finishing.
Malcolm up top. Right now, Coach, whoever Williams is guarding,
just
you go. You, whoever's got that ball, and if she's guarding you, you go right at her.
That's what I said.
Clark across the timeline. Oh. Under a minute to go. 35-26, Motto high post.
I would take my time right
back
now.
To Poole. Natalie drive, hang. No, but she's fouled. And Miss Poole will go to the line for two.
Really, really gaining confidence here is this Weddington team. That's the first foul on Swanston and the third foul of the quarter on Porter Ridge.
51.2 seconds to go with Natalie Poole at the line. Poole up and good.
Her shot has looked
gotten better.
Pretty
it
consistently
looks better.
Good. Yeah.
Motto out, Citrin in. It looks like Taylor's back in
now,
along with Scaldera.
Now, at the same time, so far in the game, Weddington's only 2 for 5 from the line. So, you know, I mean, you really got to convert when you struggle to score.
Poole, the second one is no good. Rebound goes to Williams. Loose ball. Williams still has it. Over to Taylor. Now you got
in the lane.
You can't be on your heels with her.
No, and right now everybody should be helping in the lane. You need to have early help.
Blackwell just sifting around. Taylor up top. Poole.
Oh, what's that?
The screen. Pull up from 15. Off the glass
Thank
and good.
You, wow.
7 p.m. on a Friday. The banks are open.
And that's 15 points for Taylor.
20 seconds to go in the half. 36-28. Citrin with it up top. High post to Page, guarded by Blackwell. Now to Citrin on the right wing. Now to Clark. If I'm Caroline, I go right there. And back to Poole.
A little spin, and she might have been in there.
Poole on the cut.
Oh, she got fouled.
And the bucket is good.
Wow.
And she'll go to the line for the bonus.
That's That's a heck of a finish.
Foul's going to be on Burke.
Her second.
Malcolm in, Burke out.
Wow, what a first half for this Lady Warrior team.
Natalie Poole back to the line.
And got to convert this. I mean, they're 2 for 6 from the line.
And does.
There we go.
39-28, 4 seconds to go in the half.
Got
to
make it down it short.
Softball pass. They throw it to nobody.
But it
Taylor's
there.
Drive, hang, shot. Got it.
Wow.
And they at the end of one half of play. Weddington 39, Porter Ridge 30. We'll take a break. Come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. We're back for the second half in just 1 minute. I took an arrow to the
heart. Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Aver, Ryan Cook, halftime of the girls' game, Weddington and Porter Ridge, with the Warriors up 39-30.
Yeah, I mean, definitely a surprise early on here. Now, I have had, you know, I've seen this Weddington team play a lot this year, and I know they
have. I would say every game.
Every game, I think. And they have a lot of good moments. You know what I mean? Like, they look good often, if
stretches.
You will. Stretches. But they can really look bad, you know, in stretches. And so I can't say I'm shocked right now, but definitely a surprise. And, you know, Porter Ridge has got to get it in gear, I think, pretty quickly here, because here they did all this hard work to tie the conference right now with Marvin.
They cut the lead. The lowest lead was 2.
Yeah.
24-22.
And 9-point deficit's no joke.
I mean, you got to come out
and be ready to play. You know, if Weddington comes out here and gets the first score, you're down double digits. That's concerning, you know. And they're high-powered. They can score quickly, Porter Ridge can. They can press.
They can. But if you stop her, just pick her up. Don't let her go coast to coast.
I mean, to your point, Taylor has 17 of their 30. Blackwell only 5, Scaldera 4, Williams 3, Burke 1, and Miley Malcolm hadn't scored, you know. So what a contrast from the last time they played where she scored 18, and there's no scoring coming anywhere other than from Taylor right now.
Right.
Now, you need Sid Blackwell and Malcolm to pick that up a little bit.
Yeah, you've got Blackwell averages 15, almost 16 a game. Malcolm's over 10 a game, and
yeah.
They're not non-existent, but they're way low for the first half.
Yeah, and if you're Weddington, you're saying, you know, we can do this. You know, one more half. We got to be patient when we're winning. Don't force things. We want good long possessions and not turnovers, and we've got to keep Taylor from the basket. You know, got to keep Taylor from the basket.
Weddington will start out the third quarter with the basketball, moving left to right. Poole, Motto, Clark, Bergman, and
we got
Page.
A little zone here, I believe. Yeah, a little odd front zone. One,
up
two,
top
two.
To Motto. They got Taylor through that one of the 2-2. Clark up top to Motto. Lost it.
There she goes.
Taylor going to go drive, hang, shot, glass. Got
man,
it.
That's tough. 19 for her.
Can't have lazy passes.
Yeah, you can't have turnovers right now. That's the biggest thing.
Right side. Again, Bergman center. Clark, a 3, got it!
Man, she's shooting it tonight. That's her 6th 3. That was from Bergman, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, sir. Record for Weddington, I believe, is 12?
Threes in one game, Miss Watts.
Miss Watts.
Yeah, it's a lot of threes.
Got a whole second half here to go, Coach. Heat check
she's got
time.
Six.
Blackwell, she'll star 3, no, good. Rebound by Poole, over to Bergman. Bergman across the timeline in front of us. Blackwell picks her up.
Looks like they're man-to-man now.
Yep, now left wing over to Clark.
Like
on the block to Page.
Like the changing Ds.
Bailey up, under shot. No, rebound Scaldera. Bailey got smacked, no call.
Yeah, that's a good take by her. She definitely could have gotten that foul.
On the block to Williams. And double dribble. I thought they were going to give her a hook or a
they
push.
They could have caught a hook. They could have caught a lot of things there.
And he chose to go double dribble.
Either way, and yeah, I agree.
I thought maybe at least foot on the line.
Yeah, yeah, that could have been that too. We didn't have a good angle. I mean, we're sitting pretty.
I did not expect a double dribble.
No, I did not either. But I do see some trouble for Porter Ridge down double digits with 6.5 left in the third.
Motto will bring it up slowly here. Pressure over to Clark. Caroline across the timeline. Williams on her. Near side to Poole. Natalie with it. Now up top to Motto. Guarded by Burke, that off arm.
Don't
Clark with
anything.
Taylor on her. Clark going to drive. Cut off by Taylor. on the block to Page, not where she wanted it.
Yeah.
Stolen away, and a foul's on Clark.
Yeah,
I don't like that call.
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with the call. I don't like the play. Like, you don't have to force those passes right now. You know, I mean, if you're Weddington, take the easy stuff only.
Burke will trigger it. 6:14 to go here, up 10, the Warriors are. Poole's got to be careful here.
Yeah. You know cross Poole's going to give the effort.
Across the timeline, into the corner, hands off to Williams, up top to Blackwell. Sid got
watch
off with a push.
Yeah.
Now to Burke, underneath to Scaldaro, stolen away by Motto.
Good team D. Good team D by Weddington there.
Still a 10-point lead. Clark with it. Across the timeline, crosses her up, midcourt.
She seems healthy, doesn't she?
She does.
Oh,
now,
nice.
Page, drive, hang, layup. No, but she's, no, they're going to say on the floor.
I would have said on the floor, too. That I agree with.
Foul's going to be on Blackwell.
Would have been interesting if it went in. Would he have still called it on the floor? Sometimes you, I don't know.
Sometimes they're in the NBA at age 14. Page, a three. No good. Rebound by Taylor. Stop the ball.
She's
drive.
Gone so fast.
No, well, coach. Every defender turns their back on her.
She gets
you
got to
keep her in front of you so you know where
she's
going. She's
already floating down the court.
Do not turn your back around. Clark, drive, hang.
Oh.
Foul is called.
Yeah.
Foul's going to be on Williams.
I thought that was a late foul. I definitely thought that was a foul. The crowd didn't like it, but.
She's not James Harden.
Yeah.
No, but, like, the defenders turn their back on her.
Well, no, but what I'm saying, too, I mean.
And so now your head's on a swivel trying to see where she's going to go.
As soon as she tips that rebound, she's already, like, already starting. You know what I
mean? Okay, that's fine on that play.
Yeah.
That's twice tonight where she's had the defender looking behind them.
Yeah.
Like, where is she?
Could be a pretty special night for Caroline Clark right here against the team tied for first in the conference. And she just seems really confident and moving well. Like, you know, you'd asked me how she looked.
Well, she missed two games early in during the holiday season. Blackwell on the block, up and good for Sid.
They're quick getting down. You got to get back in transition. If I'm Porter Ridge, I want to run right now.
Pull across the timeline with a pass to Motto on the left wing. Madison with it up top, not a pool. Natalie with it near side to Clark. Clark with it, guarded by Williams. Up top, high post to Page. I heard that from the crowd.
I did too.
And a forced turnover right there.
Scaldaro
to Malcolm. Malcolm with it. No one stops the ball. Miley through the lane. Kick off to Scaldaro. Up and got it.
Probably need a timeout if you're Weddington.
10-point lead is now a 5-point lead for the Warriors.
Yeah, you don't want it to get much closer.
Up top to Motto between the circles. Can't force it. Again.
Yeah.
Stolen away. Coast to coast, up and good.
That's 23 for Taylor.
43-40. It's a three-point Warrior lead with 4:22 to go in the third.
And the biggest thing right now, clearly, is the turnovers. You know, if you turn it over against this Porter Ridge team, they are really good in transition. They're super athletic, super quick. They're talented and can score. And that's what's happening. You know, if you're Weddington here, you know, the only thing that you really need to talk about is take care of the basketball and make good decisions.
It's a 10-4 run.
I mean, at 43-40, you're still winning. You've got the ball. Don't turn it over trying to get it in bounds right now. That's the first thing. So making sure that we know what we're doing, you know, on the sideline is what I'm saying to them. And then, like I say, just don't try to force passes into people. If it's not there, reverse it. You know, dribble it out of trouble, whatever you got to do, but don't force passes because that's what they're exceptional at is converting those turnovers.
43-40 with 4:22 to go. It'll be Weddington ball. Motto to Clark. A little bit of pressure here by Porter Ridge.
It's like a 2-2-1 again.
Clark across the timeline slowly, and a foul is called. You're going to call that.
Well,
I mean, no, earlier she had her hands on you, but I didn't think so there.
I think that what I like about that, though, is that she's, like, right up on it the whole time, and I think that is a foul. I think he's got to keep that kind of under control, so I do like that.
They inbound to Poole. Poole across the timeline now with Taylor on her in front of us.
I think they got their zone right now, that 1-2-2.
Looking to trap.
Up high.
Clark fell down. Loose ball. Taylor, see, you can't. Blackwell up and good. Do not turn your back on the ball.
They are running right now. You only call so many timeouts, though, right?
1-point lead for the Warriors. to Bailey Page at midcourt. Cross court over to Bergman, a three. No good. Rebound by Taylor.
And she's already halfway gone.
Underneath to Blackwell on the block. Up, got it, no. Rebound goes to Weddington on the ground. Clark had it. Bergman, over to Clark. Clark, a heat check. Got it! Right in the face of the defender.
That's her seventh three.
46-42, Weddington.
24, I believe, for her.
Taylor across the timeline. Drive. Shot. No.
Yeah, you don't want to foul her there. Going left and using her right, you don't want to foul her.
It's already a difficult shot as it is.
Yeah. Natalie Poole's second. Team's second of the quarter.
3:10 to go here. 46-42. Warriors.
So Taylor's got 23.
Coach Brown and the referee having some strong words,
a strong conversation.
First one no good for Taylor.
So she's got 23 and Clark has 24.
Two freshmen.
Two pretty good freshmen. Looks like they're coming out in a 2-2-1 press on a make here.
Taylor, the second one, got it. 46-43, Weddington.
Maybe 1-3-1. No, back to 2-2-1.
Page gets it to Motto.
Way to step to the ball.
Left side to Poole, a three, no good. Rebound goes to Williams. Williams up to Taylor, got it.
Man, she finishes really well with that left hand.
46-45.
Jump ball.
Jump ball, Porter Ridge ball.
I agree with that, yeah. Porter Ridge has just gotten very aggressive, and not in a fouling way. I mean, they're playing really good defense.
Taylor with it left wing with a screen from Scaldera. All by herself now. Now she'll pop a three. No good. Rebound by Poole.
Don't like that shot selection, but I'll cut her some slack with 24 points.
2:25 to go here. Clark in front of us. A screen from Page. She doesn't use it. Drive. Pull up. No good. Okay, rebound good. By Scaldera. Off of Malcolm's leg, out of bounds. Weddington basketball.
Scaldera's sixth rebound. And, you know, it...
Timeout, Weddington.
Yeah, I like that.
Full
like
timeout that. For the Warriors with 2:14 to go, up one, 46-45.
And we don't have here. It's kind of funny because I think here at Weddington they almost always put who the foul's on and the number, which helps me out. But I think at other places they don't. You know, we know that. But a lot of other places do how many timeouts left, and Weddington doesn't do that here. So I don't know. I like to see that too. But
I'm going off of what the Colonel's got to my left. So Weddington should have three, and Porter Ridge should have two.
Okay.
That's based on what his.
Okay. This is definitely what we wanted to see out of a competitive game. You know, credit Weddington for really coming out to play, but now credit Porter Ridge for really fighting back and stepping it up. You know, they've outscored Weddington by eight, right, because it was a nine-point lead in this quarter. So, you know, you got to right the ship if you're Weddington, because I think the tide has definitely turned. And, you know, Porter Ridge now, I think, has found their game. So you got to toughen up if you're Weddington and start getting stops again. But when I say stops, it's mostly out of transition. So you got to take care of the ball and get back on defense on a rebound. I know that's what your issue is.
My issue is turning your back to the person with the ball. Into the corner to Citrin. On the block to Page. Bailey, footwork, there it is. No, she's fouled though.
Yeah, she's good at that. Who's that one on? Wait, 12? Or is that? Yeah, 12. So that is her third.
That's Taylor.
Taylor's third. I'd probably just leave her in at this stage.
Page at the line. Bailey up and good. 47-45 with 2:09 to go here.
10 points for Bailey Page.
Page up and good on that.
11. I think she's really been bringing that free throw percentage up, because it was way lower than I would think it should have been for her, but she's been really hitting them lately.
Malcolm across the timeline. 2 minutes to go in the quarter. Right side to Williams, guarded by Page. Into the corner. Back up top to Malcolm. Miley stops at the elbow spin. Up, nowhere to go. Back to Taylor, down the lane. And it's going to be on Bailey Page.
On it defensive, yeah. Can see that either way. I think that's Page's third.
That is her third. 48-45, Malcolm will trigger it.
I want to see Sid the Kid making a move here, making a play if I'm Porter Ridge.
On the block, Taylor long, rebound by Bergman. Ella with it. Over to Clark, and Caroline will bring it up left to right.
Patience and safe passes, don't force.
They use the screen, now they switch. Scaldera goes by her.
Nice
on
pass.
The block to Page,
yep.
And fouled by Scaldera.
Yeah, that was a great play.
And Bailey will go back to the line.
Great play. Leave a little dump off. We got Scaldera's first. Five team fouls now in this quarter, so Weddington, the last minute, 29, will be shooting on every foul.
Page at the line. The first one is good. Burke back in, going to replace Scaldera with a minute 29 to go here in the third.
Yeah, 12 points for Bailey Page tonight, right around her average-ish.
Yes. Page, the second one is good. Now she's above her average. I think she was averaging about 12.2. 50-45 with a minute 25 to go in the third. Timeout, Coach Brown and the Pirates. We'll still keep it right here and argue some more. UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week.
Do we have any other scores?
Do not have any other scores.
I'm going to be kind of a jerk, you know, how I can be.
Wow.
I don't know that I
Thanks
see
for the heads
those
up.
Being great games tonight. So I see.
Cuthbertson Sun Valley Girls?
Cuthbertson,
they beat them before.
Sun Valley Girls. Yeah, I'm sorry. That would be a good one.
Yeah.
I think Sun Valley Boys, I'm taking in that one.
Sun Valley's. No, it was Cuthbertson Marvin.
Oh,
Sun Valley's
okay.
Off.
You
sorry.
Said, okay.
Yeah.
There, that's what's changed my mind.
Yes, Cuthbertson Marvin.
I feel like Marvin's going to win both those games.
Yes.
Like, I feel like I would bet on those games.
Yeah.
And then the other ones, oh, that's it.
That's it in the conference.
That's it. Okay.
Rocky River, you got Piedmont at Forest Hills. You got Parkwood, I believe it was at
Piedmont
West.
Forest Hills. Girls ought to be a pretty good.
Yeah, but from what I understand, Collins is out for the year.
Right.
Owen is out now for a little bit. They're number 24 sophomore. So it's going to be on Starnes, and what can Coach Boyce do with the other four or five kids he's got to work with.
And Forest Hills has a couple of nice young
scorers. Yep.
I'd like to see them.
Piedmont's dropped three in a row.
Yeah.
You know, for a second there, they were leading the conference. Porter Ridge with the basketball up top. Birkin bounds it right to Malcolm in front of us. Top of the key. Malcolm with it. Now
there
to Blackwell. Rise, fire, three. No good. Rebound by Page.
I think that is the
Taylor,
fourth foul
yeah.
on Taylor right there.
Page over to Citrin. Sydney with it across the timeline. Citrin hands off to Poole. Up top again.
Oh,
watch
man.
The passes.
She's gotta watch out.
You got to go right to the rack. Page will. Up shot, no. And they're going to call her for steps.
Yeah.
Mano Ginobili disagrees. I thought it was a fine Euro step.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, evidently not. Under a minute to go in the third. Taylor with it now.
Taylor's got to play like she has three fouls. I mean, she could have her fourth easily.
On the block to Scaldera. Too strong. Rebound. Page had it. Burke's got it. Now it's a loose ball. Poole's got it for Weddington. Natalie going to drive.
Nice
kick it to
pass.
Bergman. Up. Too strong. Rebound again. This time Malcolm and Citrin. And it's a jump ball. It'll be Weddington ball.
Yeah, I mean, I love the idea by Poole there. I think she did it a little bit earlier, that dump, that little bounce pass. And Bergman will usually finish that.
Citrin with it. Bergman into the corner. Off of Taylor. Out of bounds. It'll stay. Weddington ball.
She is not playing like she has three fouls. I mean, she
no,
could
but
have
we're
her fourth about.
Weddington's making some close passes.
Yeah.
Ill-advised at times.
She likes to go for the steal a lot.
Bergman with it. Baseline. Lost it. Loose ball. Jump ball again. This time back to Porter Ridge.
It's kind of handed
careless.
The ball there.
Yes. Careless with the basketball.
Pretty much handed it to her.
You're up five with 30 seconds to go in the third.
If I'm Porter Ridge here, I'm getting a good shot. You know, I mean, I just need a score. You don't need
I
three.
Don't, they keep backing away from her. Right side to Burke. Olivia. Baseline for the Pirates. Skip and a foul's called before
they
the
call
pass.
Page, that'd be your fourth. They did.
And it is on Bailey
you
Page.
You got to get her out here. It's 17 seconds.
And here comes Caroline King.
Pretty detrimental.
So let's talk here. How long does she sit going into the fourth?
I don't know.
Malcolm will trigger it. On the block. Taylor, the floater.
Oh,
got it.
Man.
45-47, 10 seconds to go. Now to Motto. Three and ill-advised.
Yeah,
what are you doing with that? Now to Burke, back to Taylor. They throw it out of bounds, and that'll do it.
Yeah.
At the end of three quarters of play, Weddington 50, Porter Ridge 47. We'll take a break, come back.
Okay, so five tacos of cheese and a large soda, that's $10,012. Please drive around.
Wait, 10,000 what?
It's obvious you're buzzed and driving.
I've only had a few, I'm fine.
Yeah, the food's 12 bucks, but getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Please drive around. Actually, just park and come in.
Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go back courtside for the fourth and final quarter. Here's Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. My neighbor, Ryan Cook. Start of the fourth here. Warriors up 50-47. Before we get to basketball, let's talk something serious. Where's the metal band that used to be here in the corner?
Yeah, I don't know.
What happened to the band?
They haven't done it at all this year,
no.
Right? I don't know. I don't know if they broke up or if they're too big for basketball games now or what. I don't know.
It'll be Weddington ball moving left to right to start the fourth quarter. Motto, Citrin, Clark, King, Bergman.
Taylor has 28 points going into the fourth quarter, and Clark has 24.
The school record is 32.
Ooh.
For Porter Ridge.
Ooh.
Owned by Brittany Mitchell and Miss Taylor.
Well, she may be getting that tonight.
Citrin on that left wing. Up top, they get it to Bergman. Ella with it. Near side to Clark, guarded by Burke. They switch. Taylor on her, left side up top to Motto. Madison with it above the head.
That would make them play defense right now. I would take my time.
Near side to Bergman. You're absolutely right, and they are.
Safe passes.
Citrin with it up top. They let her go. She'll drive underneath.
Nice pass.
King, foul. No foul. Off of Porter Ridge, though. It'll stay Warrior ball.
So nice pass. I think that was off King.
I
did
agree.
She maybe get fouled? I don't know. So maybe that's why they did that. I don't know.
Clark will trigger. Going to go all the way out top to Citrin.
Two wrongs make a right.
Into the corner. Bad pass off of Malcolm, out of bounds, stays Warrior ball.
And that was tough. That's a nice play that Coach
But you don't need
Welch,
to make that pass.
Right.
Just dribble it
so,
out.
So I think it's a nice play that Coach Welch runs, but it's been scouted. She got through it. Then don't force it. Take your time. Pull it out. You know.
Motto in front of the Warrior bench. Up top to Clark. Caroline with it. Right side. Hands off to Citrin. Poole will come in on the next dead ball. Motto up top. Motto. Back to Citrin. Now right wing over to Clark. Caroline.
I'm saying grind it out. Don't
yep.
force.
Line three. Got it.
There's no such thing as a force.
She rocked a baby
her.
She just kind of like, I'm going to do this.
She's got 27 now. So
27 for the freshman.
One freshman with 27, one with 28.
53-47. Warriors lead. Malcolm with it up top. Left side over to Taylor. Ashante goes baseline. Kick into the corner. Off of Blackwell's leg, it will be Weddington ball.
Yeah, I mean, this is starting to get serious for Porter Ridge. I mean, a six-point deficit, 6.5, isn't like a huge deal. But, I mean, they made their run, and Weddington's kind of stepped back up, I think. And to answer your question, when do you bring Bailey Page in? Not yet. You know, I mean, you don't need to.
53-47, Citrin across the timeline. Fell down, but got the ball over to Clark. Caroline lost it out of bounds, but
foul.
It was a foul is called first. Yeah. It'll be on Blackwell.
And by the way, that's her third. By the way, Miley Malcolm is doing like Miley Malcolm type things tonight. She's got 6 assists and 5 rebounds.
How many points?
But she hadn't scored. You know, I mean, they need her to score a little bit. Got to get it in.
Into the backcourt.
Oof.
That just floated over there.
That's scary.
Citrin across the timeline. Blackwell up on her.
And if you're Weddington, you'd love to see another long, patient possession.
Back door.
Not that.
Lost it. Taylor.
That's
why. Got to get
you.
Back all by herself. Shot good.
And that could have been a foul right there.
And stolen on the inbound. Up by, and good.
By who, Taylor?
Taylor again. And we've got, wait, we may have a problem here.
We're going to have a delay a game warning. Yeah, it does count.
So the bucket's good. It's a 53-51 lead for Weddington. 6 minutes to go here in the game. Pressure here by the Pirates and a delay of game warning to Porter Ridge.
So I've got her with 32 now, Matt.
Ties the school record, her and Brittany Mitchell.
Because she just scored the last two baskets,
she
right?
did.
Okay. I didn't even see the second one.
Motto with it up top. Madison. Drive, hang, shot. No, but she's fouled.
I totally agree with Coach Welch getting Paige in right now, but I actually maybe wouldn't do it this second. I might wait until it's not a dead ball defense, but I totally agree it's time.
Foul's going to be on Scaldera.
Going to
put Madison Motto at the line for two.
Big free throws, and this has not been a friendly place for Miss Motto. Got to take your time. Use your
legs.
She
just took a big, deep breath.
Yeah.
And in and out, no good.
It's really been, I think it's gotten to be a mental thing for her. She's really struggled from there.
Now, if you're Paige, you got to be careful here.
Yes, and that's what I mean. I might have left her out for one more. I don't know if I like her in on dead ball D here, but it is about that time.
Motto up, no good. Rebound by Clark. May have gotten away with a push.
Maybe.
But when you're 6'2", underneath, threw it away.
Wow.
Taylor, stop the ball.
Yeah, you got to foul her.
Oh, up man. Shot, got it. There it is. Yeah. The Porter Ridge school record at the 5:30 mark. 34 points in a game. You cannot turn your back on the ball.
No, you got to foul her early, if nothing else.
Paige, drive, hang, shot, no. Rebound by Blackwell.
Yeah, now they're getting desperate. They got to take it
easy. There's no reason to get desperate.
Nope.
Williams can't handle the pass out of bounds.
And you're trying
Weddington ball.
You're trying to calm your players down now. You know, you're saying, we're okay still. You know, it's... We're tied up. It 5 minutes to go. Relax.
Paige with it. Malcolm will pick her up. Nope. Now Motto across the timeline. Madison with it. Hands off to Poole between the circles. A screen. They use it. Drive. Hang. Shot. No, but she's fouled.
Is that Scaldera again? It is. Her third.
4:57 to go here. And Miss Poole can give Warriors the lead.
And this game could be won at the line by one of these two teams. I mean, in a game like this, you got to make free throws.
Up and no good.
And it's been a struggle for Weddington this season with the free throws.
Up and front end gets the roll. Warriors up. 54-53 is Taylor across the timeline. Left side with a screen. Again, nobody does anything. Three, no good. Rebound. Malcolm on the block. Put back is good.
Yep.
Her first bucket of the night.
Yep, that's a big one.
Porter Ridge up on top now, 55-54.
Her sixth rebound.
Poole right side to Clark. Caroline with it. Up top, Motto. They swing it to Poole. Poole back over to Paige. On the block to Clark. Not where she wants it. Not a pool. Not a page. Scaldera up on her. Bailey going to drive. Hang shot. Layup. Got it.
That's nice. She knew she could take her from a quickness standpoint.
56-55 Weddington with 4:05 to go in the game.
15 for Bailey Page.
Taylor right at the elbow. Now up top to Williams. Kylie now to Blackwell on the cut through. Sid drive.
Oh, man. Yeah,
and
thought,
a foul is called. No shot.
Yeah, that's
it's gonna be on Clark.
That's her third.
Malcolm will trigger it.
What a game.
On the block, Taylor. Shot.
Oh my
no,
god.
No, but a that, foul is called.
That almost fell in. I don't know how
foul's
that
was. Gonna be on
Poole. Her third. Weddington's second of the quarter.
Taylor with 34, is that right?
Yes. Really running out of room for her baskets.
Missed it. School record tonight for her. 3:52 to go here. She can tie it with a free throw. Up. Got it.
35 with almost 4 minutes to go.
Citron back in, going to replace Bergman.
What a freshman matchup. 27 for Clark.
Page to Clark, back to Page. Nobody's listening.
Sid, give it to Sid.
Now Citron across the timeline. Hands off to Poole. Starts the three-man weave. Lost her dribble, left wing to Citron on the block. Page up, shot, glass, good.
Man, that was tough.
58-56 Weddington. Blackwell underneath, and the foul.
How did she get down there by herself on a made basket? How does that happen?
5's going to be on.
Oh, that's the fourth.
Clark.
Fourth on Caroline Clark. That's a big deal.
3:26 to go here.
Blackwell now with 11.
No good. Rebound by Taylor.
Of course.
On the block. Now to Malcolm. Skip back Taylor. They left her. Now they come out and get her.
A tough matchup for Clark with 4 fouls on her. Just got
a screen from Scaldera. Nobody
giving
her the shot.
Either. Yeah.
Blackwell back up top. They want to run
now,
some clock here.
To be fair, she hadn't hit a three tonight, so I'd kind of back off of her too.
Right side to Blackwell. Drive, kick, Williams, a three. Got it!
Oh, wow. That's a big
61-58, Porter Ridge.
She doesn't shoot much, but when she does, that's a big one.
Back to Clark between the circles now. Left side to Page. Page wants to match it. Blocked. Clark with it on the block. She got the rebound. Reset the offense up top to Citron. High post to Page. Now to Citron. Into the corner to Poole, a three. Got it! Tie ball game.
Who is that pass from? You know?
Citron. Taylor. Drive. Hang. Block on Page and she's out. That will be Bailey Page's fifth foul.
I didn't see the play at all. I didn't see that at all.
He's saying that she moved in, so that's the call.
But from what you can see, was you think it was it close?
I thought it was.
That's a big foul out there for Weddington, though.
She 61 leaves, all.
Leaves the game with 15 points.
2:17 to go in the contest. Oh. Is Bergman back in?
I'm sorry, 17 points.
Don't forget the boys are after this one. Up and no good.
Yeah, that's been a little bit of a problem for her.
Second one, no good. Rebound by Motto. Over to Citron. Sydney, across the timeline. Motto a three, no good. Rebound by Malcolm. Gets it over to Taylor. Taylor, up, shot, too strong. Rebound, Poole and Williams, and a jump ball is called.
There's nothing there. I don't call a foul on either player.
It's a jump ball, that's fine.
Yeah.
Porter Ridge ball. Timeout, Porter Ridge, for Coach Brown at the 2 minute mark. Tie ball game, 61 apiece. We'll take a quick break, come back. UnionCountyHoops.com.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by...
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go courtside to Matt Abrig and Ryan Hook.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week, as Coach Cook is cutting a rug. 61 apiece with 2 minutes to go here in the contest.
Yeah, it's a great game. I mean, you know, definitely advantage Porter Ridge down the stretch when you've got Bailey Page now fouled out for Weddington. But, I mean, I don't know. The way the two freshmen are going at it, anything could happen either way.
It'll be Porter Ridge ball. Malcolm will trigger it for the Pirates underneath their basket.
As long as I'm tied or ahead, I've really told my team that we don't force any passes, don't force any shots.
Into the corner to Blackwell. Sid, dribble, hang, the spin. Got it. 63-61, Porter Ridge.
13 for Sid the Kid.
Motto across the timeline. Near side to Clark. Caroline. Can she get the three off here? Three on the way. No good. Rebound by Taylor.
Got a stop ball.
Taylor with it on the left wing. Up top to Malcolm. Back to Taylor.
Now you can't just let him hold it.
Taylor gives off to Blackwell.
And the foul is two shots, so you don't necessarily have to foul right away.
Up top, back to Williams on a three-man weave.
Oh.
Hey, trap the handle. Trap it. Trap it. Keep the handle.
Malcolm with it up top. A minute five to go.
You're not desperate yet if you're Weddington. That's it. You're only down two with a minute.
Taylor into the corner. Williams pump fake. Now to Blackwell. She'll bring it all the way out top. Under a minute to go.
No, you don't want
to
foul if you're Clark.
Motto.
Oh, wow.
And a jump ball is called. Big Weddington play. Basketball.
Big play. It's hard to hold on to the ball that long, you know? I mean, but. Student section starting to fill up over there.
It is. Clark with it across the timeline. 40 seconds to go. Hands off to Poole. Natalie with a screen. Lost her dribble. And throws it right to Taylor.
Seven steals, I think, for Taylor tonight.
And a foul on Bergman.
That's a good foul, though. That's a good foul.
No, absolutely it is. But I don't.
Now, you still got 31 seconds, and Taylor hasn't been good from the line. She's been good everything else. What are we up to? 35, right?
Yes.
Wait, yeah?
Taylor up on the first is good. Whatever she finishes with, mark it and circle it.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
64, 61, 65. 61.
Got her at 37.
Timeout Weddington with 30.7 seconds to go. Porter Ridge 65, Weddington 61. It's a full timeout. Matt Aberg, Ryan Cook, UnionCountyHoops.com. Game of the week.
So, you know, I don't really think about this in scoring often, I guess, but she has 16 baskets. You know, like because she hit no threes and she's gotten a few free throws, but I mean, she's got 37, and 16 of them are two-point field goals. So kind of like what Grant Hamilton did the other night.
Yes, against Marvin Ridge.
Yeah.
I don't need the three.
And this is just rough for Weddington, as it doesn't look like they have great chances to pull this out now. Never know. But it's just rough that you come out with this kind of showing, and a moral victory doesn't do a whole lot of good to you right now when you're trying to get conference wins, you know. So.
Malcolm, Williams, Blackwell, Scaldera, and Taylor.
So that entire group on we see on the floor right now will be back next year.
Yes, sir.
Other than Scaldera.
Scaldera is out. Yeah, she graduates.
I mean, if you get another girl with decent size in there with them. And
Motto, Clark, Citrin, Bergman, Poole.
Yeah, and Burke is a senior.
They do struggle JV-wise.
Yeah.
Motto will trigger it. They get it to Clark. She's got to move. Caroline. Cross timeline to Citrin. Up top to Bergman. They got to get Clark a three. Little head fake. Caroline baseline. And blocked by Scaldera. And Blackwell is fouled with 14 and a half seconds to go. That may be right there, the nail in the coffin.
That may be. The foul was on number 12, Bergman.
Yes.
Her
second. So what has she got right now?
Taylor?
Yes.
37.
Right behind the shooter. Blackwell up on the first is good.
Sid
66, 61.
Sid definitely had a slow night, but it's turning out.
She averages 15.8.
And now she's up to 14, so.
Natalie! Natalie, get it, come hard, get it, come hard.
Up again for Sid, in and out, no good. Poole with the rebound. Poole down the lane is fouled.
Who is that foul on to?
I think Williams. Williams. It'll put Natalie Poole at the line for two. With 8.5 seconds to go.
And I think that coach is right. They did start. They probably lost a second or so, but no one really noticed it. No one really paid attention, I think.
Poole, the first one is no good.
Got to make all the free throws in a big game, in a big close game like this. But 5 points, I mean, you really needed both of those to get it down to three in one possession.
Second one up is no good. Rebound by Scaldera. And a foul is called, or timeout is called, a foul. It'll be on Bergman.
Bergman, her third. I've got seven rebounds for Scaldera now, 6 points, seven rebounds.
Right about what she averages.
0 for 2 from the free throw line.
37.
I got 37 for Taylor.
Write it down for me.
Are you saying it's over now?
Yes, I'm saying that. No good on that one. Motto comes out King in. Six seconds to go here.
Ooh, a lot of sixes up there. Holy moly.
Don't like that.
66, 6.6.
Up and no good. Bergman to Poole.
Got to score quick and timeout.
Poole throws it right to Taylor, and that's going to do it. It's a final. Porter Ridge comes back and wins it. 66-61. We'll come back with the boys after this. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.